Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening's Thanksgiving meditation, an application to our daily faith life, is found recorded in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 10 through 20. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land, where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the land? Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for he it is who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, who is the greatest gift of all of the many gifts and blessings that our God has showered upon us, dear fellow redeemed. We mentioned this once before in a sermon quite a few years back, but it bears repeating. The early pilgrims would place 5 kernels of corn on the empty plate before they would eat their dinner. And even today, some old Plymouth families still have that custom. They do it on Thanksgiving Day and on December 21st, the anniversary when the pilgrims landed in Plymouth. The 5 kernels were chosen because when the pilgrims came to America, the land of America, that first year, times were so hard and food was so scarce before their first harvest that the daily ration per person, 5 kernels of corn. And so they do that by putting on their plate, those 5 kernels of corn to remind them of what they once had and what they have now, to remind them from where they received their blessings, and to remind them to give thanks whether they have lots or little, 5 kernels or a table full. Well, our sermon this morning is also on remembering. Moses is reminding the people of Israel before he dies, reminding them to remember the Lord their God. And that reminder we lay upon our hearts this evening, so that tomorrow and every day, when we have eaten and we are full, remember the Lord our God. In the verse prior to our text, Moses is reminding his people of the Lord's protection and of his preservation. We read verse 2 of this chapter 8. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way through these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And then we read again some of the verses of our text, verses 11 to 17. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. Why are we to remember the Lord our God? So that we know where all of our blessings come from. As our first point this evening says, to acknowledge our dependence upon the Lord, both physically and spiritually. Jump 3,500 years from Moses' time and read those same words. And this is what we'd say. When we have bought and refurbished our beautiful homes, when we've worked hard and have multiplied our bank accounts, our investments, and gathered all kinds of material things, and our hearts are lifted up, and we forget that our Lord has set us free from the slavery of sin, death, Satan, and forget that he gives us our daily bread, and then we begin to say to ourselves, my power, my might, my strength, my intellect, my talents gave me this wealth, then we need to remember the Lord our God. It is God who gives us our abilities, our energy, our talent, our stamina, our intellect to do the work that we do. It's a Lord God who gives us the opportunities and the callings that we are all in. It's a Lord God who gives us the health to be able to earn a living. And also, most importantly, it's the Lord God who gives us our spiritual blessings. We read again Moses' words. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. Even as the Lord led the children of Israel through the wilderness, the serpents and the scorpions and the dry, thirsty land, and gave them miraculous water and bread, so the Lord has led us through this wilderness of life every single day of our lives, in all the trials and tribulations and disasters that we have. It is he who has seen us through the loss of loved ones. It is he who has borne us up on eagle's wings when we are facing disasters and catastrophes. It is he who has given us the strength and the courage to fight the good fight of faith, to fight against Satan, our own sinful flesh, the sinful world. It is he who every day of our lives protects us from harm and danger with his powerful, mighty angels. It is he who has been with us through thick and thin, good and bad, sickness and health, in life and in death. His covenant of everlasting love has been seen by every single one of us in his sacrifice of his son upon the cross, condemning his son by placing our guilt upon him and taking our punishment upon his soul and being damned for you and me, and promising us that someday we'll live with him in our heavenly home. How dare we forget him? How dare we not thank him? So how do we remember him? How do we remember to give thanks? Is it by having a once-a-year day of Thanksgiving? How hypocritical. Is it by once in a while showing up at his house here, acknowledging him in his presence and tipping our hat to him? How fruitless. Is it by showing off our giving of thanks, by showing off our helping the poor and the needy and giving to charities? How typical. Moses tells us how we are to remember him and how we should give thanks. Verse 11, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Remember the Lord our God by living according to his commandments. Our whole life should be one of thanksgiving to the Lord by our actions, by what we do. Someone has said, thanksgiving is really thanks living. And our thanksgiving means that we're living according to His will and not our own. Moses clearly laid out the results of those who are unthankful to the Lord and those who forget the Lord. He says in verses 19 and 20, then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. May that never be said of any single one of us. May our remembering our Lord, may our thanksgiving be in the way of the Spirit, and that is living as Christ lived, living in selfless service to one another, living by not seeking always to get, but to give, not wanting, but sharing. During this Advent season, that means that our thanksgiving can be beginning or continuing our family devotions by handing down the custom to our children that we give thanks to our God by gathering around His Word and hearing His Word. During this upcoming Advent season, maybe look for someone who is all alone and spend some more time visiting him or her. Or find someone who is not well off and share our wealth with them. Or find someone who is ill or grieving and comfort them and console them with God's Word. Or find someone who you know is not a believer, who is not churched, and go and speak to them about their sins and tell them what Jesus Christ has done for them. The opportunity to show our thanksgiving to God by sharing and giving what we have with others and by sharing God's Word with others, those opportunities are endless. Our thanksgiving will also include then during this coming Advent season being found in God's house on those Wednesday night Advent services, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, singing praises to our newborn Savior King. Thanksgiving includes all that we think, all that we say, and all that we do in our everyday lives. Remembering our God in whatever circumstances, whatever situations He's placed us in, at work, at home, recreation, school, competition. And thanksgiving also includes confessing our sins, acknowledging our unworthiness for all of these blessings that God has showered upon us, and then from the heart, praising God for the bountiful goodness He has given to us. The pilgrims used 5 kernels to remind them to give thanks. May the Lord use His words that He gave to us through Moses to remind us, when you have eaten and when you are full, remember the Lord your God and bless His name. Acknowledge your dependence upon Him, both physically and spiritually, and live according to His commandments. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.